Carr and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Now, back to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calter Show.
.32 on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Walsh Roofing Services. You hear me talk about them all the time. You can find them online at walshroofingservices.com. If you ever need a roof for your home and you're freaking out about it because you're like, oh man, I don't know if I need a whole roof or what the deal is. Do they service my roof? I got a shingle roof. Yes, they do all roofs, shingle, metal, tile, flat roof. They'll come on out there and replace your roof like they did for me. They'll deal with your insurance company. But now my friends at Walsh Roofing Services, who've been helping our listeners out for years, are now in the solar installation business. And there are so many things about solar that benefit you, including the tax breaks that you get once you put it in, where the solar ends up actually paying for itself. What you need to do is call Walsh Roofing Services today. Tell them, listen, I've been teetering. I know a lot of people are always thinking, you see billboards and you're like, I don't know, is it too good to be true? Because a lot of these people are telling you no money out of pocket. If you want the real deal, call Walsh Roofing Services today, 833-977-7663, and tell them you are thinking about getting solar for your home, for your business, and let them know, let them explain to you what the deal is and how you can get solar, how you could start paying little to nothing for your electric bill, how you can get these tax breaks and the money actually comes back to you, but you got to get it in before that all changes at the end of the year. Call them today and let Walsh Roofing Services explain to you what they can do for you for your roof or for solar at 833-977-7663. Tell them you heard me talking about it and you like more information. It's about time we start harnessing the sun and letting that do all the work for you instead of paying those high electric bills. Let's let Walsh do that for you. WalshRoofingServices.com. Do we want to do football picks first and find out where we are there?
Whichever you want to do.
Yeah, sure. Let's get that out of the way if we can. This is not for this week. This is for the week that included Monday Night Football.
Week right. 11.
Right, the week that we were leaving to go on vacation. Mm-hmm. All right, Carmen, who came in dead last?
All right, dead last for week 11 with 7 wins, Galvin.
Mm.
Next, with 9 wins, Spanish.
Oh, wow.
And myself.
Uh-huh.
And Joe.
Oh.
Pap. Then with 10 wins, we have Gio. And he tied with Mike.
Hey,
so they won week 11.
Oh. Right. What are the standings now?
So now the total for the year, Joe Pap has 2.
2
wins. Spanish has 3. Mike has 3, including this one. I've already added it to the total. Galvin has 4 wins. I have 4 wins. And Gio has 5 wins.
Oh,
wow. This is still anybody's game.
Yeah. Yes.
How can I get 10 right, but I can't pick a
I know, right?
Damn parlay to save my life.
Unbelievable.
I don't understand.
It's crazy.
It blows my mind. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
No. And don't try to change it because it'll throw everything
off. It makes
off.
Me mm-hmm. sad.
Not rich, I can tell you that. No. Does not make you rich.
No, your wife's sad, too.
I don't like that I was winning $25 in FanDuel, and the guy, like, 4 spots ahead of me was winning $300,000. Yeah, I don't quite know how that works out.
Well, you said you had Fournette, which, you know, nobody...
I had Fournette. He scored 4 touchdowns.
Nobody saw that coming.
Both my running backs scored huge. It was that Mike Evans had 6 points.
Yeah.
And a couple other guys came up with single-digit numbers, you know. Anyway. All right. Let's do our Secret Santa picks.
Okay.
Now, this is me, Galvin, Spanish, Carmen, Gio, Pap, Super Agent Tony Burton, and Dominic Ferriello, as has been tradition for years, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Now, who do you want me to pick for first? Mike, you want to go first?
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, right?
No.
Yeah. Sure, I'll go first.
All right, so I'm going to pick for Mike first. I am picking out of a bag.
This Carmen is who I get.
Names. Yes,
this is who I have to buy a gift for.
Who right. you are buying a gift for all is... Right. Carmen.
Woo!
Oh. Oh, man. Carmen, didn't I have you last year? When I got you the skin stuff?
I thought Joe had Carmen last year.
Pat had me, yeah.
I think I had her. I'm not sure. All right, next I'm going to pick for me. And I'm reaching in, and I have, once again, Pap.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, somebody's going to
go. A good kid.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go next?
You're saying I'm not a good guy?
Peppers, you can go Spanish.
Thanks, Carmen. Right.
Spanish, you have me.
Yeah. Oh.
See, I say it, and Carmen says it all in the same order. It's pretty much in the order of longevity on the show.
Right.
Yeah. I always say me, Galvin, Spanish, Carmen, Gio, Pap.
Importance.
I always have so many Galvin gift ideas that I was really hoping.
Yeah. I know what I'm going to get them.
Steelers.
Oh, don't worry. You'll get Joe.
All right. Who's next?
Carmen.
Me.
Carmen, you have... Gio!
Yeah!
You got to buy him a nice gift.
Carmen has gotten me great gifts in the past.
Yeah. I'm a good gift giver.
Carmen's a good gift giver.
Even though she hates your face,
yes.
She will get you a good gift.
Your face sucks. But.
Yeah. Next...
Gio
has Tony Burton. Oh, you had Tony last year, didn't you?
No.
Or no, he had you and traded because he didn't want to have you.
Yeah. Like you.
This Tony's comes with shipping feast.
That's I have no idea what to get Tony.
All right.
Oh, then, I got you. Right.
Okay.
And good. Then
Pap.
Here you go. I'm reaching in, feeling around. Got this one. Oh, there's two. I'm going to put one back. Didn't look at it yet. Yeah, and you have. Mike Kelta.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Matching weed hats.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. I did not want a weed hat.
With the smell already built
no.
in.
No.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm going to get you a lovely weed hat.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Your gift's going to be terrible. I trade?
Next is going to be Dom.
Okay.
Dom has Spanito.
Yay.
Dom has Spanish, and the final one is Tony Burton, and Tony Burton
has Dom.
I know. Tony has Dom.
How do we trade?
Yeah, does anybody want to trade?
What are the trades? What do you have, Gio?
I have Tony Burton.
No, I already give Tony a lot of money every year.
No.
Let's see. Who do you want to trade? Who do you want to trade for? Like, who do you want to trade?
I mean, I like having Carmen though. I want to get Carmen something nice.
You know, you just don't want Joe to have you.
Yeah. Like, can't somebody trade Joe?
Yeah. All right, well, who's got Gio? I'll trade Michael for a Gio.
I have Gio.
I'll trade you.
Well, so then Carmen will get each other.
So me and Mike get each other?
Yeah.
No, I want to get Gio's gift.
Yeah. I don't want Joe getting me a gift.
Come on. I know how you feel.
Well, hold on. How about this? Who do you want to... You want someone else to have you, Mike, right?
I just don't want Joe to have
you.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, I can't trade because I have Pap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so forget it. Just leave it the way it is.
You want me to trade? I was going to get a gift for Galvin, but no, I could switch with Joe.
I'll just let Joe bring me a tray of old cookies that he had. I stopped by Mazzaro's.
I'll give you
Tony. Oh, you got me Mazzaro's cookies? No, I stopped by Mazzaro's. This is what's left.
Would you like to trade Tony Burton for Galvin?
I would trade Tony Burton for Galvin.
The shipping fee is really
I'm out.
Ah, damn it.
You outsold yourself.
It's easy, Gio. All you have to do is buy it from Amazon.
I can help you with Tony. Those are easy. Tony's easy to shop for.
Really festive.
Look at the tree, everybody.
So Carmen has Gio. Tony has Dom. Mike has Carmen. Dom has Spanish. Gio has Tony. Pap has Mike. Spanish has me, and I have Pap.
I have to tell you, some of these are really simple. Like, Dom's easy, Tony's easy, Galvin's easy. It's Carmen's. I'll find something good. But like, I want to make it good.
Yeah.
And I want you to get you something you want. I don't want to go buy you another Tiffany necklace that you probably don't want. You know what I mean?
Didn't last year Carmen just told Joe exactly what to get her?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got me the shake plate.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
What?
It's a shake plate.
It's so that your portions are smaller, so you when you put food on it, it shakes.
No.
It's a milkshake. You just pour it on the plate, and then you don't drink as much.
Okay. It's perfect
for Carmen. It just shakes your body. You stand on it.
So why don't you bring that in when you come to the Christmas party?
I will.
All right.
I use it all the time. I use it after,
you know what's
after workouts and stuff.
You're going to hear this. Yeah. I'm gonna shake her.
I want to buy one of those for Sarah Cheeky for Christmas. Carmen, will you come in here and use that?
Yeah.
Oh man, if you use that in a bikini, you would your OnlyFans would go through the roof.
I thought about it.
Speaking of buying stuff for people, I noticed on social media, are you some sort of secret Santa guy? I noticed ladies are getting gifts from Mike Kelta.
What?
Oh.
Melanie Martin had a ladies' shopping day. Thanks, Mike Kelta.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle had hockey tickets. Thanks, Mike Kelta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I mean, this is me being a nice
are
guy.
You Santa?
Maybe.
What?
Somebody's spreading it around for the ladies.
Yeah, nice.
I like hockey games.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Danielle.
Hold on.
Danielle's kids are huge hockey fans.
I have kids.
Yeah. Are they hockey fans to you?
They love hockey. Okay.
I have asked you guys if you want my hockey tickets. Oh. Nobody ever wants them.
The look of sadness on Jesus said, I have kids.
Go Bolts.
I don't want to be responsible for you driving home drunk. Oh, with
the kids. Yeah, that's a good call, Mike. Yeah. His wife would drop him off.
Drop him off. Yeah.
There was one time a long time ago where I couldn't go to the game, and I asked Danielle if she wanted the tickets, and they couldn't go. And I said, it was like during the week, and I said, yeah, during the week's tough. I said, and then it was a Friday night, and I couldn't go. My wife actually said to me, I want those tickets. I want to go to see the Kraken. Joey and I are going to go. Then Joey bailed, and my wife was like, well, I'm not going now. And so then it was like the day of. So I hit Danielle.
My son wanted to see the Kraken so bad. I'm not even kidding. Him and his friends have been talking about it.
I would have happily.
I'm just kidding. I would have just bought tickets if that was the case.
My daughter's favorite player is Yanni Gourde.
Oh man,
well, he came in a big comeback.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time coming back is a
welcome back.
Get the ring.
Great sports person.
Awesome. Danielle will tell you about it.
Yeah. I saw it on her Instagram.
Okay. Danielle sent me a video of her telling her little kid that he was going to the game.
For a second there, I thought Boutros over here was doing something.
I was going to say, go ahead and do what you got to do then.
Yeah. Can we share the video, though?
Just so you know, you have to come in and get the tickets. Come
The door's open.
I'll
come
be
on
inside.
In.
Yeah. No. Transferred over line. Never even saw it. Went with her husband and her kids. Jesus.
That's nice.
Can't even do a good thing on this show.
In return, her husband should come over here and build something for
you. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Or he did. What?
Yeah. So, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. And then except for you, Gio. What was
what was the Melanie thing?
Something else.
Just sending money to ladies.
Money?
I don't know. It's a ladies' shopping day. Thanks, Mike Kelta. I just assumed. I don't know.
Can't really talk about it.
Why?
I also enjoy ladies' shopping day.
You're not a lady.
Not lady enough.
Yeah. Terrific lady day, man.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that picture came up in my time hop yesterday.
Oh, which one?
If you with the lady face makeup on.
Yeah, hot. Were you like, ooh, who's this sweet lady?
No, I showed it to my daughter, and she was like, what? Why? I don't even know how to explain it to you.
It hurt my feelings when your daughter, to me the other day, said, what's your name? And I said, Anthony. And she just looked at me, smiled, and goes, no, it's not. And laughed in my face.
Yeah. Your trash face.
Yeah. Your trash face to her.
In Spanish, she's like, you don't have a real name. I said, I'm a real person.
By the way, what happened to them, Trash Face and Recyclone? They've never to be seen again.
Yeah, I haven't talked to them in a while. Yeah.
I think one of them got a weed hat.
Hide it.
I think they'll be back.
Do you think so?
Oh, I know they'll be back.
All right. All right. We're on such a good roll with them.
Somebody.
You know, the video guy kind of gave up on it.
Me? Excuse me? Really?
The video guy called you the video guy.
I couldn't even look at you when I was saying it. I couldn't even look at you. It's somebody's fault. Mm-hmm.
Why is it Gio's fault? He's neither trash face nor recycling.
No, it's the stars of the show.
Yeah.
Joe told me, he said the reason that there's a holdup is because Gio was supposed to film a scene and he hasn't done it yet.
I know. I told Joe.
No, I know what the thing is, though, is Gio is the only one that has a phone that has video.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I told Joe I didn't want to do the scene.
You did.
And
it's creative differences?
He refuses to accept that.
No, that's not true.
Totally.
I said you can shoot it right here, bro.
I don't even know what totally it is, but I'm on Geo's side.
Yeah, Galvin,
I love you.
I love you too, but
you should tell him more.
Yeah. I love you, Galvin. So
best video guy on the show is Geo.
I can't wait to release the behind the scenes footage of Joe and Geo just arguing over Trash Face and Recyclone footage.
Creative differences.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess this is why it took so long for the Justice League to come out.
Yeah.
couldn't get on the same page.
Yeah.
That's fine. I might come up with new superheroes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, I like that. Mop Man.
And Window Cleaner.
and Package Mover.
Fridge Clean Out Man.
Oil Change Girl.
You know who I really need? I need, not you two idiots, I need Peter's pressure washing.
Yeah?
I'm starting to grow trees between my pavers in my backyard.
Well, let's drone it over there, man.
Yeah. I know.
I can't believe they have drones. That's so cool.
That is cool.
What if Peter's pressure washing comes over, and that next episode, Peter's pressure washing meets Trash Face and Recycling.
I would love that. I would love to pressure wash.
PPW meets Trash Face and Recycling.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
like, and he flies around on his drone like Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
And you guys are like, I do a better job cleaning, and he's like, no, you don't. Look at the smut underneath the bags of garbage, and then he cleans out the garbage cans. And the floor where the bags were.
And Joe's weed hat.
And Joe's weed hat. Yeah. Oh, man. I need that. And also I need them to pressure wash my outdoor furniture because it's a nice shade of green mold on everything. Ugh, it's gross.
How come today you go with the weed shirt, but you don't go with the matching hat?
You have a weed shirt on?
Yeah. Oh, he's got a whole weed wardrobe.
Oh, my God.
I'll get you next time, Jeremiah's ice cream getter.
Lunch boy.
It's not Weed Hat Wednesday, Gio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Gotcha.
Weed Shirt Monday.
It's Weed Shirt Monday.
Is it also Dumb Hat Monday?
Yep.
Well, I know what I'm getting Pap for Christmas.
Yeah, dude.
Another weed
hat? No, weed pants.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's approved.
Totally approved.
You get your weed pants.
Don't get me a weed hat.
Oh, you
don't. Get me a weed hat.
You're getting a used weed hat.
No. I don't want a weed hat.
Yep.
You really drew the short straw.
You're getting a used weed hat and a picture of Zoe scowling.
Yeah.
I've often pleasured myself to that thought. Oh, but Don, we got to give away these tickets.
Oh, what's
give away to line five.
Okay.
Line five. Pull up line five real quick. Melissa?
Yes, hi.
You are the winner. You are the winner.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Sorry, we didn't have time to
what
play a
game. What tickets are they?
The Eagles.
Oh,
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Oh, I like that. That was easy.
Yeah, we'll have more to give away tomorrow. Good luck.
Awesome. Hold on, thank you so much.
Right, yep, put you on hold, Melissa. Hang on.
Eagles tickets go on sale this Friday morning at Ticketmaster.com. Journey also announced that they're coming. I'll have tickets for that tomorrow as well. And our first talk to Dom since we went away. Maybe you got a DUI over the vacation. Hope not. Maybe you had some sort of legal trouble and you talked to a lawyer. Dom will be here tomorrow for that.
Did we change it or are you going with talk to Dom now?
No, you can. I'm going to talk to Dom. You can ask Dom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether.
No, it's talk to Dom Tuesdays. Weed Hat Monday, talk to Dom Tuesdays.
Gotcha.
Wednesday, of course, a new open letter. And then we'll have the information about the pub crawl. So you can lock that in your calendar. I have something else for the cruise that I'm going to announce this week, too, that nobody knows about yet.
Mm.
We're adding more comedians to the cruise.
Oh.
We'll tell you about that later in the week as well. You guys have a great day. The after show is up next, followed by, I don't even remember, it's been so long. Roger,
let's see
JP.
If you can do it. Okay, yeah.
John and Drew.
The after show.
Yeah, the after show, then Roger and JP, uh-huh. John and Drew.
The afternoon
then,
show.
The Mo show.
Right.
Yeah.
Better Call Mo.
maybe.
And then at nighttime is Johnny B.
Uh-huh.
Johnny B. Good. Yeah, that's good.
Johnny right. Bedsores.
Johnny Bedsores.
I figure that sounds kind of gross. I changed it up. Johnny Bedsheets. Johnny Bedrock.
Johnny Meatballs.
Johnny Meatballs makes
Johnny
more sense.
That's dough over there. Wow. Johnny Beaties.
Oh, that's just me. God. That's me.
What about Johnny Bead Hat?
Johnny Beaties. Oh, man. Yeah. Check us out at Instagram.com/TheMikeHalta Show. And we will see you guys back here tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's good to be back. Goodbye, everybody.